Nolte, Far-Left Political Waters Down Zelensky's Nazi-to-Nazi Linked. By John Nolte on September 25, 2023. Politico, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and lies to protect Democrats, has been caught watering down a real-life Nazi. As we all now know, last week, along with the Canadian Parliament, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau gave a former Waffen-SS soldier a rousing ovation for his service during World War II. It went like this. Speaker of the House of Commons Anthony Rota described the 98-year-old Nazi, Yaroslav Hunka, as a Ukrainian hero, a Canadian hero, and we thank him for all his service. Zelensky and Trudeau stood and applauded. Whoops and cheers were heard in the Parliament, for a Nazi's service. During World War II. Obviously, this has become a source of embarrassment for those capable of shame. But no one has ever accused Politico of being capable of shame, so Politico was off to the rescue. After all, if Zelensky, the newest, shiny, golden symbol of the left's virtue signaling God will cheer a Nazi, you can bet Politico will rush right in to assure everyone that Nazis aren't so bad. In fact, if Zelensky and Trudeau like him, he's not even a real Nazi. He's more like Nazi-ish, or Nazi-adjacent, or as Politico put it, with a shameless lie, Nazi-linked. So, Yaroslav Hunka, a full-fledged member of the 14th Waffen Grenadier Division of the SS, 1st Galician, is only Nazi-linked. Why? Because Politico doesn't believe in truth. Politico only believes in the cause of the fascist left. And if that means justifying, excusing, and watering down full-fledged Nazis, so be it. Related video, Dem Rep. Moskowitz, we can't sacrifice FEMA money to try to get Ukraine funding. And let's not forget Nazis are left-wing. They are socialists and Jew-haters. Who does that sound like? Hitler was a vegetarian animal lover who disarmed private citizens. Who does that sound like? Anyway, Politico's pro-Nazi spin was so egregious that X's community notes jumped right in. Yaroslav Hunka was not just linked to the Nazis. He was literally part of the German Nazi military serving as a Waffen-SS soldier. This group was declared a criminal organization by the International Military Tribunal in Nuremberg in 1946. This is what everyone needs to keep in mind. If an outlet such as Politico will brazenly lie about something like this, something so easily verifiable and something relatively small in the scheme of things, imagine the lies Politico spreads about things that actually matter. The saddest thing is that this isn't just about protecting the left. Politico is signaling its fealty to the left by openly humiliating itself in this way. This overt act of self-debasement is meant to say, we at Politico are with you no matter what. So please don't cancel us, and please continue to give us access. Watch us debase ourselves to prove our loyalty. Watch us embarrass ourselves. This is how much we are with you. When then-President Trump condemned neo-Nazis in Charlottesville, the corporate media spread the proven lie he called them very fine people. But if you're precious like Trudeau and Zelensky, who stands and applauds a Nazi-Nazi, Politico will seize the opportunity to assure us a member of the SS during World War II condemned at Nuremberg isn't so bad. Here's the bottom line. Leftists, such as Trudeau and the people who run Politico, hate you and me a whole lot more than they hate real Nazis. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, September 26, is available for pre-order. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.